Thus have I heard that on one occasion the Blessed One was staying near Saumati at Jetagrove Anandapindaka's monastery. And at that time, during the reign of King Pasenadi, there was a bandit named Angulimala. Brutal, bloody, handed, devoted to killing and slaying, showing no mercy to living beings. He turned village into non-village, town into non-town, settled countryside into unsettled countryside. Having repeatedly killed human beings, he wore a garland called Mala, made of fingers, Anguli. That's why his nickname became Angulimala. Then the Blessed One, early in the morning, having put on his robe and carried his outer robe and bow, went into Savati for alms. Having wandered for alms in Savati and returning from his alms round after his meal, he set his lodging in order. Carrying his robe and bow, he went along the road to where Angulimala was staying. The cowherd, shepherd, and farmer saw him going along that road to where Angulimala was staying, and on seeing him, said to him, "Do not go along that road, contemplative, for on that road is Angulimala." Then they repeat, brutal, bloody handed, devoted to killing and slaying, showing no mercy to living beings. He has turned village into non-village, town into non-town, settled countryside into unsettled countryside. Then he repeats, having repeatedly killed human beings, he wore a garland made of finger. Group of 10, 20, 30, 40 have gone along the road, and even they have fallen into Angulimala's hand. When this was said, the Blessed One kept on going in silence. Then for a second time and a third time, they advised him, the same, all the people, means the cowherd, the shepherd, the farmers, they advised the Buddha. But he continued. Then Angulimala saw the Blessed One coming from afar, and seeing him, this thought occurred to him. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it astounding? Groups of 10, 20, 30, and 40 men have gone along this road, and even they have fallen into my hand. And yet now this contemplative comes attacking, as it were, alone and without a companion. Why don't I kill him? So Angulimala took out his sword and shield, buckling on his bow and quill, followed right behind the Blessed One. Then the Blessed One wielded a feat of psychic ability, so that Angulimala, though running with all his might, could not catch up with the Blessed One, nor walking at normal pace. Then the thought occurred to Angulimala, "Isn't it amazing? Isn't it astounding? In the past, I have chased and seized even the swiftest running elephant, the swift running horse, a swift running chariot, a swift running deer. But now, even though I am running with all my might, I can't catch up with this contemplative, walking at normal pace." So he stopped and called out to the Blessed One, "Stop, contemplative, stop." So this part very interesting, you listen. The Buddha said, "I have stopped, Angulimala. It is you who haven't stopped." Then the thought occurred to Angulimala, "This second contemplative are speakers of truth, asserters of truth. And yet this contemplative, even though while walking, say, 'I have stopped, Angulimala. It is you who haven't stopped. Why don't I ask him the question?'" So Angulimala, the bandit, addressed this verse to the Blessed One. So you listen to this verse, very interesting. He said, "While walking, contemplative, you say I have stopped. But when I have stopped, you say I haven't stopped. I ask you the meaning of this. How have you stopped? How haven't I?" The Buddha then replied, "I have stopped, Angulimala, once and for all. having cast off violence towards all living beings, means no more killing. You are still unrestrained towards human beings. That's how I have stopped, and you haven't. That Angulimala, at long last, a greatly revered great sage, for my sake has come to this great forest. Having heard your verse in line with the number, I will also abandon all evil. So saying, the bandit hurled his sword and weapon over to the cliff into a chasm, a pit. Then the bandit paid homage at the feet of the blessed one, the one well gone. And right there, requested the going forth, means to be ordained as a monk, or taken in as the disciple of the Buddha. The awakened one, the compassionate great seer, the teacher of the world, along with his devas, said to him then, "Come, Bhikkhu." That in itself was bhikkhuhood for you. Then the blessed one set out wandering towards Savatthi with Angulimala as his attendant monk. After wandering by stages, he reached Savatthi, and there he lived near Savatthi in Jetaguru Anandapindika's monastery. Now at that time, a large crowd of people, loud and noisy, having gathered at the gate of King Pasanandi of Kosala's inner palace, calling out, "There is a bandit in your dream, sir, named Angulimala, brutal, bloody-handed, devoted to killing and slaying. Show no mercy to living beings. He has turned village into non-village, town into non-town, settled countryside into unsettled countryside. Having repeatedly killed human beings, he wear a garland made of fingers. The king must stamp him out." So they reported to the king, and they wanted the king to take action. So King Pasanandi then, with a cavalry of roughly 500 horsemen, drove out to Savatthi and entered the monastery, driving as far as the ground is possible for chariot. He got down from his chariot and went to the foot of the Blessed One. On arriving, bowed down. He sat to one side. As he was sitting there, the Blessed One said to him, "What it is? What is it, the king?" As King Saniya Bimbisara of Magadha promoted you, or have the Lichavis of Vasali, or some other hostile king promoted you? Then King Pasanandi replied, "No, Lord, King Saniya Bimbisara of Magadha hasn't promoted me, nor have the Lavichis of Vasali, nor have some other hostile king. It seems I was told there is a bandit in my reign, Lord, named Angulimala, brutal, bloody, devoted to killing and slaying, showing no mercy to living beings. He has turned village into non-village, town into non-town, settled countryside into unsettled countryside. Having repeatedly killed human beings, he wears a garland made of finger. I'm going to stamp him out." Great King would have said, "Suppose you were to see Angulimala with his hair and beard shaved off, wearing the robe, having gone forth from the home life into the homeless, refrain from killing living beings, refraining from taking what is not given, refraining from telling lies, living the holy life on 1 meal a day, virtuous and fine character, what would you do to him?" "We would bow down to him, Lord, or rise up to greet him, or offer him a seat, or offer him a robe, arms, food, lodging, or medical requisite for curing illness, and we would arrange a lawful guard, protection, and defense. But how could there be such virtues and restraint in an unvirtuous bandit of evil character? Now at that time, Venerable Angulimala was sitting not far from the Blessed One. So the Blessed One, pointing with his right arm, said to King Pasyanandi of Kosala, "That great king is Angulimala." The King Pasyanandi of Kosala was frightened, and hair rising all, said to him, "Don't be afraid, great king, don't be afraid. He poses no danger to you now." Then the king's fear, his terror, his hand standing on end subside. He went over to Venerable Angulimala and said, "Are you really Angulimala?" "Venerable, yes, great king. What is your father's claim? What is your mother's claim?" "My father is Gaga, great king, and my mother is Matini." "Then may Master Gaga Matini Putta delight in staying here. I will be responsible for your robe, arms, food, lodging, and medical requisite for curing illness." Now it so happened that at that time, Venerable Angulimala was a wellness dweller, an arm goer, wearing one set of triple robe, make of cast off or unwanted cloth. So he said to King Pasyanandi of Kosala, "And now, great king, my triple robe is complete." So King Pasyanandi of Kosala went to the Blessed One, and on arrival, having bowed down, sat to one side. He was sitting there. He said to the Blessed One, "It's amazing, Lord. It's astounding how the Blessed One have tamed the untamed, pacified the unpeaceful, and brought to unbinding those who were not unbound. For what we could not tame, even with blunt or blade weapons, the Blessed One has tamed without blunt and blade weapon. Now, Lord, we must go. Many of our duties, many are our responsibilities." Then the Buddha told the king, "Then do, great king, what you think it is now time to do." And King Pasyanandi of Kosala got up from his seat, bowed down to the Blessed One, and keeping him to his right, departed. Then Venerable Angulimala, early in the morning, having put on his robe and carried his outer robe and bow, went into Savatthi for alms. As he was going from house to house for alms, he saw a woman suffering a breech burst. On seeing her, the thought occurred to him, "How tormented are living beings! How tormented are living beings!" Then, having wandered for alms in Savatthi and returning from his alms round after his meal, he went to see the Blessed One. On arrival, having bowed down to him, he sat to one side. As he was sitting there, he said to the Blessed One, "Just now, Lord, early in the morning, having put on the robe and carrying my outer robe and bow, I went into Savatthi for alms. As I was going from house to house for alms, I saw a woman suffering a breech burst. On seeing her, the thought occurred to me, how tormented are living beings, how tormented are living beings." Then the Buddha advised Angulimala, "In that case, Angulimala, go to that woman and on arrival, say to her, 'Sister, since I was born,'" means since he became a monk, "I do not recall intentionally killing a living being. Through this truth, or by the power of this truth, may there be well-being for you, well-being for the fetus or the baby to be born." "But Lord, wouldn't that be a lie for me," say Angulimala, "for I have intentionally killed many living beings." Then in that case, Angulimala go to the woman and on arrival said to her, "Sister, since I was born into the noble birth, I do not recall intentionally killing a living being. Truth is, by the power of this truth, may there be well-being for you, well-being for your fetus." Responding, "As you say, Lord," to the Blessed One, Angulimala went to the woman, and on arrival said to her, "Sister, since I was born into the noble birth, I did not recall intentionally killing a living being. Through this, may there be well-being for you, well-being for your fetus." And there was well-being for the woman and well-being for the fetus, which the birth take place normally, no longer having problem. Then Venerable Angulimala, dwelling alone, secluded, heedful, ardent, and resolved, in no time reached and remained the supreme goal of the holy line, for which clansmen rightly go forth from home to the homeless, knowing and realizing it for himself in the here and the now. He knew birth is ended, the holy life fulfilled, the task done. There is nothing for further for the sake of this world. And thus Venerable Angulimala became another one of the Arahants. So even a bandit who has killed almost 1,000 human beings alive can still become an Arahant. So you don't need to worry. Then Venerable Angulimala, early in the morning, having put up his robe and carry his outer garment and bow, went to Savati for alms. Now at that time, a cloth thrown by one person hit Angulimala on the body, a stone thrown by another person hit him on the body, and a potsherd thrown by still another person hit him on the body. So Venerable Angulimala, her head broken up and dripping with blood, his bow broken, and his outer robe ripped to shreds, went to the Blessed One. The Blessed One saw him coming from afar, and on seeing him, said to him, "Listen to this. Bear with it, Brahmin. Bear with it. The fruit of the karma that would have burned you in hell for many, many years, many, many hundreds of years, many, many thousands of years, you are now experiencing it. It in the here and now." So this is his karmic fortune, you see. But because he has become an Arahant already, he will not be reborn. And because of that, the condition arise for him to be treated that way. That's why that was how he has to go through suffering. And the Buddha reminded him. He said, "This is much better than suffering in hell. Endure." That's why endure. He said human suffering is nothing compared to hell. The hell rhyme, the suffering is really, really a lot more worse. Then Venerable Angulimala, having gone alone into seclusion, experienced the bliss of release, means Nibbana. At that time he exclaimed, "Who once was heedless, but later on not, brightened the world like the moon set free from a cloud. His evil deed done is replaced with skillfulness. He brightens the world like the moon set free from the cloud. Whatever a young monk devotes himself to, the Buddha's abiding, he brightens the world like the moon set free from the cloud." So this became the famous Dhammapada saying. I forgot what verse already. You can go and check it out. So this Angulimala Sutta is very useful, because it relates to you a true happening during the time of the Buddha. A bandit like Angulimala, having killed so many that time. And yet, if he can have the condition to meet up with the Buddha or somebody who can benefit him because of past karmic affinity, he can still be transformed and become an enlightened being. And in this particular case, he became an Arahant. So this is good advice for certain Kayamitas. I realize certain Kayamitas, after some time, they always complain. Some they come and relate to me, "But dear, why are you so charmed?" They say, "Everything also cannot," he said. "Try very hard for so many years, still like no progress, nothing. Then they even tell me maybe they got karmic obstruction, they got very bad karmic past, they don't have good roots, they are not that type of quality or liyua, they say mogadi liyua to become enlightened. I say, you look at Angulimala, if such a being can also turn and become arahant, what say you? Means technically, if you really want to change your life, you only have to determine, then you can change. But it's also not very straightforward for normal people. Because Angulimala has his past, affinity, the Buddha, and he has a lot of good roots in the past. The only problem with him is he has some karmic problem. It seems he followed many life, the wrong teacher who taught him the wrong thing. Then he went and teach that same thing to others. Because of that life, he somehow he went into that karmic friction. And the conditioning came, and he go and follow that type of teacher that told him you had to kill 1,000 of these people, right? Then put the finger as a garland around his neck. Then he is worthy of his disciple, and he will become something fantastic. So he go and believe what that teacher told him. Actually, according to the Jataka story, I cannot remember. I heard it from Reverend Suwano. I remember. It seems there was some story behind. Angulimala, in fact, was the favorite disciple at that time. But somehow, among the disciple, the circle, somebody rumored and told the chief that Angulimala has an affair with the chief's wife. So because of that, he want to punish Angulimala for what happened and purposely send him on the wrong track to do all those things. Then later on, when the Buddha came and saved him, he realized what the Buddha has spoken is the truth in line with the Dhamma, the teaching. That's why he decided to give up. Like the Buddha said, I have stopped. It is you who haven't stopped. So Angulimala was questioning the Buddha on running and walking. The Buddha's answer was killing, breaking that precept, causing harm to fellow living beings. So the Buddha said he has long stopped ever since he took the manhood. Then it is Angulimala who haven't stopped, who still continue to be violent, to be bloody and want to kill. So all these are very beautiful teaching and sharing. And Angulimala, because he has his past, then he realized what the Buddha said is very meaningful. And also because of the psychic ability of the Buddha, he knew he is so fast and so strong and so powerful, and yet he has tried and run with all his might, yet he cannot catch up with the Buddha who was just walking at normal pace. So he knew something is out of the ordinary. It must be a very extraordinary being who came all the way without fear to actually help him. That's why he immediately made that decision, that wise decision, to abandon the old way, to follow the advice of the Buddha and stop and request for the ordination to follow the Buddha. So this Angulimala Sutta is very useful, very helpful. If you reflect and contemplate, then you don't worry about the past. Whatever that you have done, I don't think it will be worse than Angulimala, because our entire life we haven't even really killed a human being. T1 IQ 999, almost 1,000. And that was during the Sasana, the time of the Buddha. The other thing about Angulimala is his famous Angulimala Sutta. If you know how to chant, they always use it to chant for people who want to have good and normal birth. If you have any complication of birth or what, it seems Angulimala Sutta, when you invoke that Sutta through his power of truth, power of utterance of truth, since he is born into the noble life, he has never intentionally killed. And by the power of that truth, he has such potent power to bring about proper good birth. So the woman that's supposed to have problem, you know what is a bridge birth, isn't it? Not a normal birth. Bridge birth means the head don't come down, the leg come down. So bridge is problematic, very difficult to deliver. But nowadays with advanced in medication and medical science, they can do a cesarean for you. Or they can do an insertion. Then they do an x-ray to find out the actual birth condition. Then they will know what to do. So nowadays it's more safe. Birth is more or less very safe. The chances of having complication during birth is now so low, very low. So this sutta is very useful, very helpful. And we actually at that time shared this sutta is because many people asked me that question. You say, Brother, true or not, a person who has killed 999 can still become arahant. Arahant so easy, man. So if you don't believe, you can check the sutta. It's in the scripture, the Tipitaka. But there are conditions behind, because Angulimala also have his past. It's not necessary any human being who have killed so many can become arahant. The other question you must ask is, do you have affinity with Sammasambuddha, and is the Sammasambuddha around? If it's not around, you better don't kill or don't cause harm. Not everybody can have parami like Angulimala.